This is KY4CB doing a radio check. Anybody out there?
KA3JCA, loud and clear.
KA3JC, appreciate the radio check.
Yeah, it's Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA. Name here is Richard.
Richard, this is KY4CB over here in the Greer area. Just walking on a handy-talkie and just wanted to check it out. Thank you.
Okay, well, if you're on a handy-talkie, it sounded good into the repeater system. How about an AT Anytone 578 mobile rig that I'm temporarily using as a base station because I'm trying to get back into DMR?
Copy that. I just received mine on Wednesday and going to be installing it hopefully next Saturday.
Okay, did you get a 578 also?
Yes, sir, I did. I'm going to make it a mobile between that and a base station.
Okay, well, if you need help with the code plug, let me know.
Dad, I think I'm good. I developed my own, and I've already got an 878. Just that's what I'm playing on right now. So it's helping me get back into the DMR world and staying on the local as well.
Okay. Hey, have you set up the code plug for the 878 for the local SC heart repeaters?
Sure, I have.
Is the Greenville repeater down?
You know, I think it might be because I've had some difficulty reaching it myself, so I'm making that assumption that something's going on. I'm able to hit the Spartanburg repeater quite well.
Well, listen, if you don't mind, if you have some time, I have a code plug that I really fine-tuned. I have the ultimate code plug that I got through BridgeCom when I bought it, but I've since added a bunch of repeaters here locally, and of course I can't check all of the zones because of the fact that I'm not mobile and so forth like that, so I just keyed in like Pickens, Walhalla, Spartanburg, and there's another one I think I could hit from my home location, but I just wanted to go over the code plug and just make sure that I have it tweaked right.
Yeah, that you can put on your phone for that if you want to check it. I don't know if you've put that EchoLink app on there. That'll help you with the DMR side of it. And then on the VHF, UHF side, there's another app. Hold on, let me check my phone. I'll give it back to you.
Yeah, I didn't know. I know there's an EchoLink for the 610 machine, but I didn't know there was one for the DMR side.
Works quite well. I just got it up and going this morning, actually. A buddy of mine passed it on to me, and once I got everything verified, you can actually use it right on your phone like your radio.
Okay. Well, a couple of them that I know, I did get the echo test to respond back to me. It must have taken me 6 or 8 hours to get it programmed right, get setting the repeater, the offsets, getting everything all set up. So I finally got those to respond back to me, and I did get a gentleman up in Walhalla that answered me, and we chatted on the primary PRN, could chat one and chat two, but I never got a chance to try Spartanburg. But then I had a gentleman from Columbia. He came back, and we talked on there, and he said I was making it in Columbia on the PRN chats. So the tickets are Spartanburg, I guess I'll be doing okay, KA3JCA.
The app that I would recommend you checking against the repeater book, because repeater book has the ability sometimes to be wrong, that this one seems to be more updated, and that is the My APRS app. Again, I'll repeat, My APRS app. Check it out and let me know what you think. This is KY4CB.
Will, are you going to get into APRS also? Can I just brought that up. It looks like the capital letter A is a radio tower, and then it's got PRS above the little red radio signal. Is that correct?
Copy that. You got the right one. Yep. go in there, and once you get it looking at it, just play around with it. You ain't going to break anything. You'll find that you can toggle back and forth between the APRS and the repeaters.
Okay, I will do that. I do want to get into APRS again. Back about 15 years ago, I used to have an APR station in Delaware and also in Florida. I used to run that heavily, and I also had a digital weather station set up that was quite helpful when I lived in Florida.
Copy that. I'll be honest with you, I haven't used the APRS or gotten into it too much. So I'm doing it from the rookie side of things and just starting to dabble into all this. So I've only had my ham for just under 10 months. So this is interesting, and I'm having fun playing with it.
I'm glad to hear that. So, well, I'm still new at it too myself, but I think I got a good grasp on the 878 and the 578 now and programming it with the CPS. I'm using a hotspot, the Bridgecom hotspot that I came with it. But, I can teach you how to set up private zones and group zones and private calls and so forth like that. And I can walk you through it probably almost in my sleep if you have a question. KA3JCA.
KA3JCA. I have gotten some of this with some of the help of some of my other ham friends out there, but I do appreciate it. It's always good to have another resource. This is KY4CB, standing by.
You have a wonderful day and enjoy the beautiful blue sky. At least that's what it hears in Simpsonville. KA3JCA.